Good morning.
So now I don't like chocolate.
You don't like chocolate? I don't have any chocolate, I'm sorry.
Because I don't like it.
Okay. Well, I won't give you any chocolate then. Okay. For the past few weeks, and even today, at the end of the gospel lesson, and what the choir was singing about, we talk about faith. Faith is mentioned all the time. And it's not just in, the Bible readings. It seems to be a very important part of Christianity. But why is faith so important? Let's try and find out. People like the idea of going to heaven to be with God. And a lot of times they start by saying, what do I have to do to get there? Did you ever say that? What do I have to do to make God happy? Jesus tells us, okay, just be perfect. Be perfect in everything you say, everything you do, even everything you think. Sound possible? No. But a lot of people think that with work, if they really try hard, maybe they can get there. They think they can fix the problem themselves. Just like the vicar was saying a couple weeks ago, we want to be in charge. We like to be in control. Fix things ourselves. You can say, I can do it myself. We hear that a lot. In fact, there's an old saying in America that we should be able to pick yourself up by your own bootstraps. Now, boots used to have long leather straps on them that you could use to help pull the boots on. And they think by pulling on those hard enough, you could actually lift yourself up. I don't think anybody here has bootstraps. I know I don't. But I have something that I think can work about the same. It's just the board with some ropes on it. Those are the straps. Are you ready? I've arranged this ahead. Okay. What I'm going to do is I want you to try to lift yourself up. Just grab these. Stand on the board. And now lift yourself up. Any luck? Anybody stronger? Okay. Why don't you step aside? Let's try some more. Okay. Give it a try. Lift yourself up. Pull. No, not quite. Okay. Ready? Up the other way. There you go. Lift yourself up.
Okay.
Let's try one more. Okay. Well, we got two, I guess. No luck there. Okay. Last time. Here's our last one. We'll see. Up. No one made it.
Good try.
In fact, the strongest person in the world can't do it. It just doesn't work. No matter how strong you are, you can't lift yourself up. It's kind of like being perfect. You can't do it. So if you can't be perfect, what's that? Are we lost? No. Okay. We're going to change this just a little bit. Lessa, again, your turn. Now with a little help. Grab my hands. And when you're ready, you squeeze a little bit. Okay. Okay. What you have to do, let me hold the rope, and then you hold my hand. Hold my arm.
He's okay with
and this
that.
Way.
There you go. Hold on to his arms.
Ready? Here we go. So, with help, you could go up. So, did you really lift yourself?
No.
I was lifting. So, with faith, you trusted me enough, you could really be lifted up. You know, the only thing you might be able to do is try and jump, or the thing that would make it not work would be if you jump off. That doesn't help. Okay, in the same way, when we believe in Jesus, we have faith, he can save us. He can lift us up, but not just a little bit off the floor. He can lift us up to heaven. Okay. The only thing we have to do is we can't let go of God. He won't let go, but we don't. We have a choice. We can try to save ourselves, which doesn't work. Or we can try and let Jesus save us. Okay. I'll stay with Jesus. Okay. His way works, ours doesn't. Thank you for coming up. We keep our faith strong. We'll let you go back to your seats. Thank you.